BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Thousands of people in southern Turkey and northern Syria are spending a third night in the open, amid fears that many survivors of Monday's earthquakes could lose their lives because of freezing conditions. The number of people known to have died has already passed 12,000. Our correspondent Anna Foster is in Marash, which was at the epicentre of the earthquake.
People I've just been talking to say that they have real concerns about the children who are now sleeping outside. They say that the children are starting to get high temperatures. And of course, there are no pharmacies open at the moment. There's nowhere to get medicine or the kind of medical help that they need, because, of course, medics are helping the wounded, the people with crush injuries from the earthquake. People don't have the shelter that they need. They don't have the food or the water that they need. They don't have the warmth that they need.
There are desperate calls from both government and opposition-controlled areas of Syria for more humanitarian assistance after Monday's devastating earthquake. More than 1,500 people have died in Idlib province alone. Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says nothing is off the table when it comes to military support for Ukraine. He was speaking after President Zelensky made an impassioned plea for the UK to supply fighter planes. Later, Mr. Zelensky flew to Paris for discussions with President Emmanuel Macron and the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Lucy Williamson is in Paris.
France and Germany could be game changers, Mr. Zelensky said, by providing Ukraine with battle tanks, modern fighter planes and long-range missiles. We've gone through many trials together over the past year, he said, and praised Europe's unity in the face of Russia's invasion. President Macron said that Ukraine could count on France, which stood ready to continue weapons supplies. The crime of aggression cannot be tolerated, Mr. Macron said. Russia cannot win the war.
The authorities in Pakistan have warned that people trying to hoard petrol and diesel will face serious consequences after petrol stations in several cities reportedly ran out of fuel. The junior oil minister, Mossadegh Malik, insisted the country had sufficient supplies. Isan Barasanatirajan.
Motorists in several Pakistani cities have complained of long queues at petrol pumps. In some places, petrol stations are reported to have imposed fuel limits for customers. There are suspicions that hoarding has led to the shortage. The government insists that there are sufficient stocks of petrol for the next 20 days and diesel for nearly a month. With Pakistan staring at a possible economic meltdown, consumer confidence is low, sometimes triggering panic buying. The country is currently awaiting a bailout loan from the International Monetary Fund to revive the economy.
BBC News. Brazil's government has seized weapons, blocked roads and destroyed vehicles during an operation against illegal gold miners in the Amazon. Raids were carried out in a huge indigenous reservation belonging to the Yanomami community. More than 20,000 miners have been blamed for bringing disease and violence to the isolated area, causing a public health emergency. US officials say there have been at least four previous spy balloons that have drifted over American sites that were of interest to China. They said three happened under Donald Trump's administration and a fourth early on in Joe Biden's. No details were given of the flight paths they took. Namia Iqbal is in Washington.
No details were given about their flight path or if the US sites they flew over were military ones. Instead, the Pentagon spokesman said an awareness gap was to blame for why other balloons weren't detected in real time, like the one shot down last weekend. It's still being recovered by the US Navy for analysis. The Pentagon says it was part of a larger Chinese surveillance program. Speaking after talks with the head of NATO, the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said they were getting more information almost by the hour and sharing it with dozens of countries around the world.
Eight people have been killed in two separate attacks by suspected jihadists in Burkina Faso. Six were reportedly killed in the central eastern region. In another attack, two employees of the international medical charity, MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, were killed in northwestern Burkina Faso. They were part of a medical team travelling in a marked MSF vehicle. Polish MPs have voted to amend some of the governing coalition's judicial reforms in an attempt to unlock billions of dollars in EU pandemic recovery funds held up in a dispute with Brussels. EU officials are concerned over the independence of Poland's judiciary. BBC News.